Magic Provides, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cody slash Obi-Wan, as well as the characters of Jango Fett, Miles the Mandalorian, Wooly, and Top. This is a fantasy AU and part of the series Bookworms, Warriors, and Princes. Cody tried to focus, but the council members were squabbling yet again, and their argument had devolved from facts to personal insult. He wondered why his father wasn't stopping them. After suppressing the urge to sigh, the prince let his mind wander. At least until a sharp elbow yanked his attention back to reality. "You need to pay attention," his father chastised quietly. "You aren't a child anymore." Cody winced. His father was absolutely right, no matter how boring the matter was. "Sorry, Buir," he replied softly. He glanced over. Most members of the council were still focused on the arguing. Only two seemed to be looking at them. Small blessings. "I know this is the difficult part, but you have to learn it," Jango said, tone a bit softer. He offered a wry grin. "Downside of being the eldest prince, Cote." Usually, Cody enjoyed being the oldest, but these meetings made him very jealous of his younger brothers. Still, he knew his father was right. One day, unless he proved to be utterly unsuited, he would be Mandalore. He needed to learn everything his father had to teach him. Jango smiled his approval when Cody straightened in his chair and focused on the arguing council. "Is this argument productive?" Cody asked. Silence fell over the council chamber. Cody rarely spoke up in these meetings, so when he did, they listened. "I believe my son asked a question," Jango said firmly when the silence went on too long. "It will be answered." His tone brokered no argument. Accusing looks were tossed back and forth among the council members, but no one responded. Cody turned his attention to his father's right-hand man. "Miles, did you hear anything coming out of all that even remotely sounded productive and in our people's best interest?" he asked. Pride shone in Jango's eyes. Miles resisted the urge to grin as he answered. "No, my prince, at least not in the last half an hour," he replied without any hesitation. Cody nodded once, sharply. "That fits my assessment, too," he said coolly. "Which is a problem. This council is meant to assist the Mandalore in governing our people, and it is supposed to represent the best interests of the people. Explain to me how squabbling the likes of which I'd expect from my 6-year-old brothers and not grown adults is in our people's best interests." Dead silence. "No one," Jango asked. "You all had so much to say before." Miles shook his head. "Mandalore, I do believe we are done here for the day," he said, checking over his notes to be sure. Jango nodded firmly. "Agreed. Perhaps some space will help cooler heads prevail tomorrow, and we can actually resolve the issue at hand," he said, tone making it clear that his words were not a suggestion for the next day, but rather an order. "Dismissed." The counselors scattered. Miles grinned once the three of them were the only ones left. "Well done, Cody," he said. "It's been a long time since I've seen so many of them freeze like a toucan in lamplight like that." Jango grinned and clapped his son on the back. "I'm proud of you," he said. "They were shaming themselves with their behavior, and you called them out on it." Cody quirked an eyebrow at his father. "You were waiting for me to say something, weren't you?" he asked. Django nodded. I was. Now go on. I know how eager you are to get to Obi-Wan, he said with a teasing smile. I hadn't realized it was possible to be in the honeymoon phase before the wedding, but you two seem to have managed it. Cody flushed at the words. He's certainly better company than this lot, he grumbled. Django and Miles laughed as Cody headed for the door. They're so carking adorable, Janica. How do you stand it? Miles asked. Cody closed the door firmly, cutting off his ability to hear his father's response. The giggling was audible from halfway up the hallway. It made Cody curious what Obi-Wan was showing Wooly and Tup. He slowly pushed the door to the twins' playroom open. Tup was leaning against Obi-Wan's side, showing him a Viractyl toy. His usually more reserved little brother was smiling happily as Obi-Wan used a little magic to make it respond to Tup's voice. Wooly was the one giggling. He sat on the floor, surrounded by two of his horse and carriage sets, as well as several additional horses. The horses were prancing, and the curtains on the carriages were fluttering as if there was a breeze. Cody realized a few little dog toys were sticking their heads out of the carriage windows. Each time a head poked out a window, Wooly giggled. As the horses pranced around him, he wiggled in adorable excitement, peals of laughter echoing in the room. The scene warmed his heart. Obi-Wan bonding so well with his family was a dream come true. Knowing that Tup was going to want Obi-Wan's attention for a bit longer, Cody headed for Wooly. Did Obi-Wan do this for you? He asked with a smile. Wooly snagged one of the smaller horses and held it up in an open palm. Look, he said happily. The horse stomped and tossed its head from side to side in his hand. Cody smiled more broadly. That's great, he assured. I'm glad you're having such fun. Wooly beamed. Obi-Wan is the best, he declared. Cody pretended to pout. I thought I was the best, he asked. Wooly considered for a moment, little nose scrunching adorably as he thought hard. You're the best brother, he concluded. Obi-Wan is the best, not brother. Or, well, once you're married, he'll be my brother too, right? The easiest way to respond to that was yes. Wooly was a little young to really understand the concept of in-laws. You were either family or you weren't. That's right, Cody assured. Once Obi-Wan and I get married, he'll officially be family. Wooly accepted the words with a nod. Good, he said, before turning back to his toys. Movement out of his peripheral vision caught Cody's attention. Tup plopped down next to him with the Viractyl. Look, Tup said, holding it up. Obi-Wan made it so it'll move when I talk to it. Cody made sure to give it the appropriately serious consideration that Tup wanted. That was very nice of him, he said. Make sure you take care of it. Tup nodded solemnly. I promise, he assured. Cody dropped a kiss to the top of his little brother's head. I know you will. Tup leaned against him for a moment, running his little fingers along the feathers on the Viractyl's head. Want to play horses with me? Wooly asked. Tup smiled and nodded. He carefully set the Viractyl down, then stood and moved closer to his twin. The spot at Cody's side wasn't empty for long. I'll never stop being surprised by what you can do, Cody told him. What all the stars touch can do. Obi-Wan pressed a kiss to his cheek. I took an oath to only do good things with it, he said. Making them happy certainly counts. Cody rested his head on Obi-Wan's shoulder. I appreciate that, he said. So do they. Obi-Wan leaned his cheek against Cody's head. Rough council meeting, he asked. Cody winced. Frustrating and not particularly productive, he admitted. But arriving here to see this, to see you and them, It was exactly what I needed. Obi-Wan smiled softly. I'm glad, he replied. They stayed with Tup and Wooly for a while longer, until the twins' nanny came in to get them dressed for the evening meal. A quiet evening in the library gave Cody a lot of time to think and reflect. You're awfully thoughtful tonight, Obi-Wan said, gently nudging his arm. I don't think you've turned a page in your book in the last 20 minutes. Cody flushed in the firelight. I suppose I'm a little distracted, he admitted. The redhead set his book down on the small table by the chair. Is everything all right? He asked. Cody nodded quickly. Seeing you with my brothers today, it just made me think of how it will look, seeing you with our children someday, he said. It was a bit more overwhelming than I expected. Obi-Wan smiled shyly. Magic does provide us with many options for that, he pointed out. And I know Mandalorian culture is very accepting of adoption. Cody nodded. We have a saying. It translates to, it doesn't matter who your father was, only the father you will be, he said. Buir was adopted, so there won't be any issues on that front if my heir is adopted. But I find myself wanting both. Obi-Wan nodded. Both sounds good to me too, he said. Cody took Obi-Wan's hand in his. It doesn't have to be right away. We have time to just enjoy being married for a while, he said. I would prefer it if we waited, to be honest. It was just the sudden picture of someday. Obi-Wan pressed a kiss to his cheek. It is a lovely thought, he agreed. And when we're ready, that someday will be waiting. Cody smiled. I love you, Obi-Wan. I love you too, Cody. The end. Hidden in plain sight. Our faces nearly rhyme. Heartbeats synchronize.